What's going on, Titans? Welcome back to another episode of Daily Titan Podcast, or DT Pod for short. For the very last time this semester, I'm one of your hosts, Kabir Kansari, your assistant lifestyle editor.
And I'm Jaden Lovelady, for the very last time hosting as the lifestyle editor.
And in today's episode, we're going to be breaking down volume 116, issue number 16 of the Daily Titan student newspaper. In today's episode, we're going to have a special guest on to cover an opinion about holiday volunteering. We're also going to have an update on university costs, some event coverage on a Kwanzaa event that recently happened on campus, as well as an update on our volleyball team. Stay tuned. Jaden, did you hear that rumor?
Wait, I think I did.
About us having our first external guest?
I think I've heard something similar, yeah.
Yeah, I heard it was Cam.
I did, and you know, it's so funny. I actually also heard that he used to be an opinion assistant editor last semester.
Yeah, I heard he did a lot of work with campus, and he spent a lot of time at opinion, actually.
Yeah. Can you confirm or deny?
I can. I feel like I hear, like, the Disney Channel, like, clapping audience
yes.
right now.
Yeah. But our live studio. We usually have a live studio, but we didn't want to make you too nervous.
So it would have been scary.
Yeah, it would have been scary, so we made them leave.
So, thank you for thinking of me.
Of course. You know, we always do.
Oh, thank
you. Just holding space for you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm doing good. I'm very happy to be back. I love DT. I love podcasts. So, felt natural.
Do you mind if we hold a little bit of space for this article about holiday volunteering?
I'd love to hold some space for some holiday volunteering.
Yes. Did you read it?
I did, yes.
Oh,
I've seen
yes,
it, yeah.
You've seen it? Okay, good. thoughts?
I do think that, like, I think we take volunteering for granted. And I think that a big issue is right now, especially where people may be concerned about the climate that they're in, politically, socially, whatever. I think it's really easy to forget that we're very fortunate to live in an area where a lot of communities are so close-knit. I think people that maybe haven't been outside of Southern California don't realize that in other parts of the state and even the country, cities are 20, 30 minutes away from each other. But we have so many people, so many areas, so many things here. And finding that community, holding space for your community, being able to enrich not just yourself, but other people around you is very accessible to us. I think we overlook that. I am passionate about, like, community organizing. Like, that is something that I have a background in. So, of course, I would say go out there and volunteer. I think it's a great piece, really. I don't know. I agree with it. Get out there. It doesn't have to be, like, you know, cleaning up a beach or something big.
Yeah,
it could just be,
I feel like that's the biggest misconception about, like, volunteering at all, is that when you say, like, volunteer work, everybody thinks of, like, these massive beach cleanups.
Yeah.
Or, like, these huge projects.
Something so huge and, like, just widespread. But it doesn't even have to be. It can be, like, 30 minutes of your time, truly.
No, yeah.
Like, it really can just be, like, as simple as, like, hey, I bought a case of water, let me hand them out. Like, that.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a lot of effort to, like, help out around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, like, I'm one of those people that's like, you should do good for the sake of doing good. Like, you shouldn't brag about doing good.
Absolutely. That was going to be my next point, is that, like,
oh, okay.
I feel like a lot of people think of volunteer work as, like, an opportunity to better themselves or to better their resume.
Mm-hmm.
When in actuality, like, you should be volunteering out of, like,
yeah,
I don't want to say, like, the kindness of your heart, but mm-hmm. you should care about the community around you. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
if it's 120 degrees and it's, like, California summer, like, it doesn't take that much to buy, like, maybe a $1.50 water bottle, you know,
right.
for the people outside. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
And, you know, I'm, like, a very firm believer in you get out what you put in. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a community and you expect to receive praise, compensation, anything like that, you need to put into that community.
Sure.
Otherwise, you're not going to get what you want. And that shouldn't be the only driving force. But, you know, if that's it, then so be it. But you're going to get out what you put in. And if you don't put in love for people around you, if you don't put in success for people around you, empathy, care, then you're not going to get that in return.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe I'm like, I don't know.
No, I think you're right. Yeah,
I'm like very superstitious,
you can't
take
what you don't give.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, I'm very pro that. And even, like, I was going to say, like, one time, like, my neighbor, she lives across the street from my family. She's, like, an older lady. She lives by herself. And we knew she was sick. So she, like, she didn't take her trash cans out to the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out and just got her trash cans. Like,
right.
It's
like
not.
It's something so small. Like, I think, I'm just, you know, I'm circling back to what I said before. But, like, volunteer work or just doing general good deeds for the people around mm-hmm. you, that's what enriches the community that you're in. Mm-hmm. It's just small interactions that positively affect the people around you. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be something like grand. There's a lot of struggle in SoCal yeah. in whatever way you want to look at it, like yeah. everywhere. So especially during the holiday season, like, people can feel very lonely, and that was a big point in the article yeah. is that, like, loneliness is at an all-time mm-hmm. like high, I guess, right now, and volunteering your time can be one of the most valuable gifts you can give mm-hmm. like during the season. Oh, and yeah. I think more people should consider it.
No, yeah, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of benefits to just volunteering, like physically, mentally, like just mm-hmm. being outside and getting that fresh air while you're just like helping hand out food or mm-hmm. like just being in the pantry and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, there was one stat that got mentioned in the article about the Surgeon General saying that, like, the current epidemic of loneliness, like, is equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day, mm. which is, like, by you actively not participating in your community, you're, like, actively damaging yourself mm-hmm. by not creating those social bonds and by not acting on them.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think we kind of lost what we think community is. I think there's, I mean, this is, like, already known and, like, shown in multiple places, but America's very individualistic.
Absolutely.
And I think that is what is going to be a big issue for a lot of individuals, is they're not going to realize how being an individualist is hurting them. And I think one of the easiest ways and quickest and accessible ways to kind of break this individuality is, or individualism, whatever, is getting out there and doing something. Because it doesn't start, you know, you don't have to immediately, you know, pay off someone's car payment. Like, right. you don't have to do something big yeah. like that. But just getting out there, making food for somebody or passing out food to somebody, especially, you know, at a time where, like, you know, the holidays is all about food, really, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So making people feel included in that. You see that there's people around you there. You see there's people that have their own stories and lead their own lives. And I think that can open your eyes to seeing how much heart and soul, like, your community really has.
But that was also mentioned in the article with, like, how being able to, like, see the other perspectives and other people that, like, are in need of services that volunteer work provides, mm-hmm. you understand that it's not, like, a separate population. It's not, like, us and then them. It's, like, all of us,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, yeah, I think that volunteering is really important.
I think that was a very beautiful, like, part in the article, is when William Cates, the CEO of Volunteer for Orange County, like, mm-hmm. he, like his example was people who are homeless, like, just interacting with them and, like, hearing their stories and hearing their life experience, like, yeah. that can enrich their day mm-hmm. so much, because you don't, it's more of a, like, put yourself in their shoes kind of thing, I yeah. guess, but, like, anything helps. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to spend money or a ton of your time to help. Just, mm-hmm. like, simple positive interactions to people who don't get them that much, that itself is going to be enriching to yeah. their lives and to your life, because yeah. then you get a better perspective.
And, you know, honestly, I feel like people are kind of plagued with negativity.
Absolutely.
And you know, at almost any angle you want to look at it, you know, societal, political, economic, environmental, there's a lot of negativity out there. And I don't know if you guys feel this or get this a lot, but one thing that, like, my family always asks me, because, like, oh, I'm a journalist or whatever, why is there so much bad news? Like, why am I only hearing bad news? And I always say, like, well, first off, like, it's a little, it can be sensationalized, first off. But secondly, we need people out there making good news.
Right.
If you want to hear some good news, then you got to put in some good news. You got to, you know, put in what you want to take out. So if that means just going out there and doing a small little act, make some good news for people, just contribute. I try to make sure that, like, my days end with, like, me feeling like I did a net positive.
Right.
And whether that is for selfish reasons, because I don't want to say I'm a bad person or whatever, or whether that's because, you know, I do genuinely care about people around me, I think just wanting to put in positivity, because we get negativity enough from all angles, all sides of life. So I don't know, not to be, like, corny, but, like, be the change you wish to see in the world. Like,
but it's true. Yeah.
Oh, it is,
like,
so true.
Stuff like that has been so boiled down to being corny online mm-hmm. and just in conversation every day, people making fun of it, and, like, hey, I'm guilty too, because
it just
can
did
be
it.
Funny
yeah.
hey, and maybe it is funny
yeah.
but, like, at the end of the day, the sentiment behind it, like, it's true, like, we are the loneliest generation, which is crazy, because mm-hmm. we have the most human interaction mm-hmm. of anybody
yeah
but, like, it, like, corny phrases like that, like, oh, be the change, it
yeah
it's real though, like
yeah.
truly, if you want good news, go make that happen.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just some like corny Pinterest graphic. Like yeah. It's something that applies to real life. And honestly, especially I would say, especially like my last semester of college, but then also like in my postgrad life, I have been trying to like be more positive and take care of myself. And I can say like doing good for myself, doing good for others, doing good for, you know, the world, you know, environmental, whatever, like it's really changed a lot of my perspectives and my feelings, like intrinsically and extrinsically. Like I do feel I do feel better, like just to put it lightly. You know, I think there's times where people can feel like really in the mud or they feel stuck. I think that's like a very common thing everybody feels multiple times in their life. And I think everything that has pulled me out of being in the mud or being stuck, like I said, involved some kind of community organizing or community volunteering. Yeah, I can't recommend it enough. It was a great article. Shout out to Luis.
Shout out.
Yeah. And you used to be on the pod, but now your time's up, so you gotta go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what happened to making a net good? I was sitting here talking about being good and
well, we have like, yeah. We have to.
The net good is the rest of the episode.
Yeah, we have to like make the net good when with the other stuff we have to talk about. And like, if you're here, like, I'm gonna get too nervous.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Now you're like a professional journalist that's gonna be working in Honolulu, okay, true. And I'm just like gonna be really nervous.
So I think I'll give back to the needy by allowing you the space.
Oh, thank you.
You need to
thank you
succeed.
So much.
So I'm volunteering to walk away from this so that way.
Because we told you to.
No.
Oh.
I could say it if I wanted.
You gotta go.
Oh.
We're volunteering to let you leave.
Yes.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay.
Holding space that you were once in. Goodbye. Well,
thank you. I appreciate it. This
yes,
was
thank
really
you for
fun.
Coming on the pod.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, Titans. This is Emily Wilson, the editor-in-chief of The Daily Titan. Applications for all editorial positions are open for next semester, so check them out at dailytitan.com. Look out for our holiday issue out this week, and happy holidays. Thank you for supporting the Daily Titan podcast this entire semester. We'll see you next year.
All right, Titans, now that our special guest is gone, it's time to get serious, okay? Time to talk about news.
Yeah, so this story was written by Brian Jimenez, our news editor. And it basically goes over how the projected increases in tuition and other fees on campus are expected to impact students.
Yeah, so last year, the CSU board voted to increase the tuition system-wide by 34% over the next, like, 5 years.
This also comes as they're increasing the tuition by 6% every academic year, which is part of that whole 34% increase over 5 years. Mm-hmm. And it's really had an impact on students because, like, there are a lot of students, as mentioned in the article, that have to pick up extra jobs outside of school just to pay the tuition, which is in turn detracting from their time to spend studying.
But yeah, I mean, the $342 extra that we're going to start paying next semester, like on top of tuition, it's just really unfortunate how drastic the changes are. Like 6% doesn't sound like a lot, but like that's almost $400 just next semester. And it's going to be raising by 6% every academic year starting this semester. Like, the money is going to probably go towards something good. And, like, I mean, that's our hope, obviously. And it's, like, it's the school board's hope, too, of course. They wouldn't be raising the tuition if they didn't think that it would benefit other areas of the school. But just, like, as a student, and, like, every college student struggles with finances. I have not met one student in college that's, like, yeah, I'm doing great with finances, you know? Like, I love working my two jobs. So it's just unfortunate because even though, like, big picture, it might go to something good, like, you know, like, better resources or something like that, it is really unfortunate that it comes at such a rough time in life already.
Yeah, and especially because, like, you know, how you said it might go to something good in the future, it's like that money is still needed for a lot of people right now. And while $342 in comparison to, like, a lot of other tuition and fees might not seem like the highest amount, it's like $342 that could have gone to rent or could have gone to a car payment or other things that students need in order to like live their day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
So it's really unfortunate that this is money that has to get set aside for the future. Hopping into the holiday spirit a little bit, we're going to be talking about a Kwanzaa event that recently happened at the TSU Pavilions this week.
Yeah, so we had Ruben Montoya, our managing editor there, just kind of covering the event that was hosted by the Institute of Black Intellectual Innovation. This is their fourth annual Kwanzaa brunch, and this time, they featured panels and activities. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I learned that it runs from December 26th to January 1st, and it's 7 days long to observe the seven different principles of Pan-African culture.
Yeah, the Cal State Fullerton president, Ronald Rochon, actually spoke at the event too. And a lot of the, you know, the conversations and just the stuff that happened were very centered around the fact that, like, it's obviously no secret that, like, African people came here to work unpaid and literally build this nation.
Right.
So...
No, yeah, I thought it was really cool how they had a lot of different guest speakers to kind of speak on, like, what Kwanzaa means to them and also, like, Black excellence as a whole. Like, they had a professor there to talk about his journey coming to America with such little money in his pocket and then going on to be on the cover of, like, Entrepreneurship Magazine, which is really, really cool. And it says a lot about how you mentioned that, you know, African people were brought here to build a nation, and now they're kind of, like, paving the way and stepping forward into, like, business and other industries. And so I'm glad the event was kind of held so that way it gave them space to really celebrate Black excellence.
Yeah, CSUF President Ronald Rochon actually spoke at the event too, like doing the same thing, acknowledging the achievements and excellence of many of the Black students in attendance there. And it just goes back into like how important events like this are on college campus, like in general for any culture, community or anything.
No, yeah, I think events like this are super, super important for the campus to have because, you know, at a school with like 40,000 people and so many of us celebrating different things and having different identities, being able to have a space where you can come together with people that celebrate the same holidays as you or hold the same identity as you, it speaks a lot to building community because you can find people that live a similar lifestyle as you or that have been through the same things as you. And that's really important as we like grow as a people because there's a lot of work to be done for diversity, but it's also important to remember the communities we come from and like really uphold and like take part in them.
For sure. And it's like, it's definitely cool to see that there's like, there's so much like opportunities to celebrate one another, like, or celebrate with each other or each other's achievements. And I think that's like a really beautiful thing about being on such a like big campus is like, you know, the more students, the more participants, and the more people who are willing to go that extra mile to hold like great events like these.
Yeah.
I am here to talk about Cal State Fullerton volleyball. And I bet you guys thought that volleyball was over.
Oh,
I did.
A little bit. I thought it ended when their season ended.
The season is over. And because the season's over, they are having players transfer.
Ooh.
Right.
Lots of them.
Oh.
In the masses?
In
droves,
masses.
Even?
As of right now, 4 of the top players have entered the transfer portal.
That is close to being a drove.
Yeah. Yes. And they had 2 seniors who played a lot. Lila Traylor, who was the captain, she's graduating. Another girl is graduating. And then the co-captain, Bianca Martinez, she's one of the ones who's transferring. So that's 6 of their top players. Like 5 of those players who are transferring were in the top 5 of their sets played. So it's a very interesting time for Cal State Fullerton volleyball because who is going to be on the team next year?
Right.
I mean, transfers, freshmen, they've already signed a couple freshmen for next year. This is kind of standard. It's just unfortunate because people want to go play somewhere else, especially with volleyball. This past season, they did not win a single conference game. The season before that, they only won 1. I understand why players want to transfer.
Yeah.
It's just, if the team's already been bad, a whole new team, still going to be bad, most
right.
likely. You know, so it's just kind of unfortunate as a fan. But I think everyone should thank the girls for their time here, you know.
Definitely.
They're
yeah,
moving on to bigger
you.
And better things.
Hashtag thank you.
Yes.
Cal State Fullerton Women's Volleyball.
Yes. And the coach, Nicole Vargas-Pulser, she's been on the team since the 2021 season. And she signed a 3-year contract extension, which the last year was this year.
Okay.
So... it's kind of unknown as right now whether or not she'll be coming back as coach.
Oh, okay.
Athletics hasn't come out with anything yet, but it would need to be a contract extension. And given that she's had 2 like pretty lackluster seasons, I'm not sure how they'll go about that.
Right. Do you think that they could do anything in terms of like the culture to create more of like a retention for players that like do want to stick around?
I think winning probably will convince players to stay. I also think that...
Well, yes.
I really, like, I could talk about, like, mid-major stuff and, like, how, like, the NIL works. That's going to be too long for a 2-minute segment, but...
If they do choose to bring in a new coach, how much do you think that would reflect in how the team plays next year?
I'm not sure, because the team next year will be completely different than the team this year, the team that I'm used to covering,
yeah.
Right? Because, as I said, like, top 6 of their really, like, impactful players are going to be gone next year. So it's just going to be new team, new blood, new energy. Like, I don't know how that's going to
work. And potentially a new coach.
And potentially a new coach.
Okay, wow. So either really good or really bad?
Or somewhere in between.
Or somewhere, you know,
you
who's
know,
to say?
Winning a conference game would be a good start.
I think yes.
We've
I think
done it once
winning,
before. We can
we've
do
done
it again.
Once before.
I think just winning in general, that would be good.
Yes.
Yes.
Hot take, please win.
Yes. But yeah, shout out volleyball. Interesting time.
Do you have any final words for the pod, season one?
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Which out.
Bye.
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 All right, guys. And for the very last time this season, that's it for this week's special episode of Daily Titan Podcast. I just wanted to say thank you all for listening this semester. And it's been real. It's been fun. And you know what? Get excited, because there's going to be season two with the same co-hosts. So can't wait to be annoying next semester on mic. And yeah, be sure to pick up a copy of The Daily Titan on campus, or check us out at dailytitan.com to read more stories that were not mentioned here. And thank you all so much for listening again. And as always, if you like us, we love you. Have a great break, Titans.
Alright, y'all, since it's a super special season finale type of episode for this podcast, you know we gotta give a super special season finale type of thank you to everyone that's been involved with the podcast from then to now. So first of all, a big old thank you to our executive producers, Isaiah Malari and Emily Wilson, for being here from the origin of the pod, helping us out, getting set up. Another big old thank you to Luis Vizcaino, our in-house editor and audio technician, making sure we sound good on the mics, making sure we got everything sounding nice for y'all. Another big old thank you goes out to our assistant producers, Michelle King and Raniel Santos, for helping us out with the rundown, making sure we got our facts straight, making sure we're talking about the right stuff. Another big old thank you goes out to Bijan Schuster-Rizade, who was a little late season addition, who helped supply the intro and outro music that you're now hearing on this podcast. A big old thank you to my co-host, Jaden Lovelady, for sticking with me through this whole podcast as we get started and get set up. And a big old thank you to everybody that listened and tuned in, whether it was one episode or 1,000 episodes. We love y'all. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast and supporting us and supporting student journalism. So stay tuned for next semester and make sure you grab that copy of The Daily Titan. Peace out, y'all. Thank you.